Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast, bringing you the good news from around the globe. A young startup called Mango Materials has won a Green Challenge prize of $630,000 for its plan to use bacteria to turn the most abundant organic compound on Earth, methane, into a biodegradable material that would be a low-cost substitute for plastic. CEO and engineer Molly Moore says her patented process would also benefit the environment because it consumes methane, a potent greenhouse gas. The Mango Materials biopolymer product would be useful in toys, packaging, and construction materials. Another benefit of using non-petroleum-based plastic is their afterlife. These products can be sent to a landfill or a digester, and the resulting methane can close the loop, returning the material to the microbial process that created it in the first place. Thanks to this generous prize, soon consumers will be able to buy goods made from biodegradable plastic for an affordable price, Moore said. And that's going to be so much better for the environment because they don't pile up in garbage dumps. Every year, entrepreneurs around the world are invited to enter the Postcode Lottery Green Challenge by sending in their plans for sustainable and creative product ideas. Consumer confidence jumped to its highest level in 7 months in September as Americans were more optimistic about the job market and income prospects, a private sector report showed on Tuesday. The Conference Board, an industry group, said its index of consumer attitudes rose to 70.3 from an upwardly revised 61.3 in August. It was the highest level since February and topped economists' expectations for a much lower 63. Looking 6 months ahead, 16.3% expected income increases, up from 16%, while only 14.1% anticipated decreases, down from 16.7%. Marty Burns' mom sent him a guitar for his birthday when he was deployed to Iraq. Little did he know that this one gift would soon turn into a charitable organization aptly named Operation Happy Note, that would deliver 4,500 free instruments to soldiers serving overseas in the next 6 years. After he received his present, Marty sent requests for several more instruments to help relieve stress and raise morale in his unit. His parents, after all, owned a music store. Eventually, they were sending out 50, 60, at one point 90 guitars in one day, said his mother Barbara, who began fundraising to pay for all the shipments. Soon they started sending more than just guitars, including mandolins, violins, banjos, all kinds of horns, keyboards. We even sent bagpipes, accordions, tons of harmonicas, kazoos, anything that people donate to us, any type of musical instrument that is donated, we send it to the troops. It was like Christmas every time an instrument arrived and someone got to open it, says Byrne, describing the camaraderie created by the packages. And our top story today, the Weatherization Assistance Program, which was allocated $5 billion in stimulus funding by the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009, has been a win-win-win for the United States. It has saved homeowners millions in energy cost, put Americans back to work, and helped cut carbon emissions that create climate change. After a slow start, the program gained momentum and this week completed work on its 1 millionth home just 9 months after passing the 600,000 mark. Scaling up the weatherization program was designed to be a key part of the strategy to jumpstart the economy through creating jobs, supporting small business, which create the materials for weatherproofing, and saving low-income people money on their energy bills so they can spend it in the economy. Using a network of over 1,000 local agencies and more than 4,000 private contractors, the program employed an average of more than 12,000 workers per quarter to perform weatherization services across the country. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.